is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolay Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovee of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cards, Greg Stewart.
WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening, everybody. It's the BRC, Big Rivers Conference home opener for Chi High against River Falls. The Cards and the Cats here tonight at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Greg Stewart, along with former Blue Gold captain Connie Feeney here with me. And our video producer, Sam Aberle. Our audio producer tonight is Zach Wycheck. So the Cards, 0-1 in conference. They're 1-2 on the season. Face off against a team that's 3-0 tonight, River Falls, and just a team that's just been running through competition. They won their first game by a count of 12-3, then beat the Ram team 6-2, knocked off Menominee on Tuesday night 7-4. So they're on a roll. Chi High's coming off a pretty tough loss at Hobbs against Memorial on Tuesday, County.
Yeah, they are. That was a game that, you know, they got down early 2-0. They came back, tied it up, and then an unfortunate, untimely penalty, end of the game, and Memorial was able to capitalize on that score with just, you know, seconds left.
20 seconds to go. Carter Hayes puts one past Drew Brobold, and it's kind of deja vu all over again, like last year's sectional semifinal when Mac Diggins beat us with 37 seconds left to go in the third period.
Yes.
And here we go again at Hobbs, 20 seconds left to go. So a real crushing defeat for Chi High, and we'll have to see how they get off the mat here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, in that whole third period, if you look at the statistics, you know, you saw that Drew faced 23 shots, and I think Chi High had two. So the third period, if they were to squeak away with a tie in regulation, they were going to, you know, come away with a lucky break.
Yeah, they outshot us 39-19, but that's going to be kind of par for the course, I think, this year for most teams. Drew Brobold, the sophomore goaltender for us, is going to have to keep us in games.
Yeah, and, you know, the coaching staff expects that, and Drew, you know, he knows his role is to be busy and to be steady Eddie out back there, and so far he's been able to do that all season.
Well, we got swept last year by the Wildcats, 5-3 and 5-2, a team that was a pretty good club. They had some key players. Some of those have graduated. The USCAR boys, all BRC, Calvin Schrank, a forward, Charlie Freeman, a forward. Daniel Lynn, their goaltender, moved on to another school. He's a junior this year. But they got the big gun for them is Jackson Flanagan, who is All-State forward last year, all BRC, and he is really lighting it up. He is third in the state in scoring.
I am not surprised. I took a little look-see at the scoring sheet for the Ram game, and I think he had 3 goals and an assist. So, yeah, he's a formidable opponent for sure.
He's got 13 points on the season, and he looks like a grown guy out there. You look at him, and in the helmet, he's got this big black mustache.
Yeah.
And he looks like he's in college
right out
there.
And then some of the Chi High boys are barely 5'5".
Exactly.
<you know.
laughs> Pats him on the head.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we'll have to watch out for him. But new goaltender this year for them, and we'll see how he does against our guys.
Yeah, big shoes to fill for their goaltender, for sure. Big, you know, Lynn was a very good goaltender for River Falls.
Yep. All right, time for our Toyson Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Cards looking to break the losing streak here. Have lost 2 in a row. How can they do it?
Well, they're going to have to start with their goaltending and defense. You know, when we were last here on the radio versus Nina, but there's a lot of defensive breakdowns that didn't help Drew at all. You know, he had 50, 60 shots on net, and, you know, there were just too many opportunities for them to move the puck. So our defense, of course, you know, they've had a little bit more experience. You know, they came in pretty experienced in the season, so hopefully they're catching up to the speed of varsity hockey. And then someone's got to become the goal scorer. You know, we've seen a little bit of Dane Krista, a little bit of Maddie Burnett. someone, you know, someone or someones need yep. to really step up and find a way to put the puck in the net, which is, like, simple. You're going to win every game if you can do that, right?
Exactly.
But, you know, there's some roles that need to be filled a little bit better for the Cards.
Yeah, and things are shaken up just a little bit. Zach Black has moved up to first line here, at least to start out tonight, and shaking the tree a little bit to see if he can, Matt Luckowitz can get some offense going here.
Yeah, you know, you got to try certain things. You got to see what happens, and if it doesn't work, all right, regroup. What
yeah,
else can we
why
do?
Not?
Yep.
So our Toys and Ford Keys to the Game brought to you by the dealer where you will find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. We'll take a 3-minute break and send Connie down to ice level to talk with Matt Luckowitz, second-year coach of the Chi-Hi Cardinals, on our Cardinal Countdown pregame show. Stay tuned. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our YouTube channel.
For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom storefronts and shower doors, no business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, the brands you know and love at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Day or night, Wirzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
In the deep left corner, Chafee. She goes left baseline, puts up the shot, and good. And Chafee hits another one.
Peeled off a wall by Lindstrom, and she'll hand it back for
Marley Biscuit and win it! Oh, the Sabres have tied it up on the shot by Biscuit.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi-Hi and McDonald student-athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by December 9th. Receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 12/9/25. Insured by NCUA.
Chi-Hi Hockey tonight, the Cards in a BRC battle with River Falls. And let's get the coach's thoughts. We go down to ice level. Connie Feedy is with head coach Matt Luckowitz.
Yeah, thank you. So, coach, you just came off of your first conference game in Eau Claire, heartbreaker of a loss. How do you regroup your team after losing the end of the game to come here and face River Falls at home?
Obviously, that's a heartbreaker. Played a really good game overall, competitive. Definitely have to clean some things up, you know, as things are typically in the beginning of the year. We weren't perfect. You know, passing's got to be better. We got to move our feet a little bit more and have a little bit better forecheck and be better in our D zone and not be blowing assignments. But, you know, those are things you clean up. But overall, when you're in that game and it's one goal game the entire time and you're competing with, you know, who is said to be the best team in our conference, that's a good feeling, you know, to know that we're competing there. We put ourselves in a position to win that game. We didn't quite finish. Took a bad penalty at the end. Bad penalty, power play goal, and that was the difference in the game. So we wanted to send that one to overtime and give us a chance to get that goal. We just didn't quite get there, so we fell a little short.
Yeah, and you know, now you have a chance to get your first conference win versus River Falls. What is some strategy knowing that their goaltending has changed and they've also graduated a few really good players?
Well, the strategy here tonight is we just have to worry about ourselves. Again, we've got to get back to what we know it takes to win games. We're a defensive team first. If we don't keep the score down, that's not what we want. We don't want to be in a shootout. We don't have the offensive power to do that. So we've got enough offensive firepower that we're gonna be competitive, but we can't let it get out of hand. We got to stay out of the box. I mean, that's just one of our biggest disciplines right now is we're just taking penalty after penalty. We're not reading the room. We talk about reading the room all the time. You're not always just playing the other team. Sometimes you're playing the refs. You get a different group of refs every night, and they call it differently. You have to be aware of when the calls are coming in different, and if they're going to call the stick checks, then you got to lay off the stick. If they're going to call the high hits, you got to lay off the high hits. You just have to read the room. You can't just have one game, so we got to be smart.
Absolutely, and I think you mentioned you're a defensive team, and you have a lot of new defensive players that didn't get as much varsity experience last year. How do you feel that they're adapted to the speed of varsity hockey?
You know, I got to say, overall, a lot of good sound positioning for the most part. So we're starting right there, and we're expecting that right away. You're going to be in position and stay in position. So you're seeing our D. I mean, it got away from us, I'll say, in that Nina game. That's a good team. They exposed us. We were tired. They wore us down. And then all of a sudden, everything opened up, and the floodgates opened. But for two periods, we have to remember it was a one-goal game. We gave up a questionable goal at the end of that second period, but we hung with them for two periods. So when you look at that, you look at zero goals in that first game, you look at coming down to two goals in that Memorial game, and then we gave up that third on a power play. You have to look at the overall score and look at the sheet and say, we are doing our job defensively. We're doing a pretty good job.
Excellent. Well, I hope they do an excellent job tonight, and you guys come away with the W, so good luck.
Appreciate it. Thanks for being here.
All right, Connie and Coach Luckowitz, thank you very much. Our Cardinal Countdown pregame show continues from the Chippewa Ice Arena in just 90 seconds. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our WOGO YouTube channel.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Chi High against River Falls tonight. Here's a goalie matchup for the Wildcats. This is a senior, Nicholas Thomas. He is 3-0, goals against average 3.00, and save percentage at .868. For the Cards, it's Andrew Brovold. That's where it begins and ends. Andrew, 1-2 on the year, goals against .367, and a save percentage of .911. And Andrew, Drew looking for a little bit more support here from his teammates if he can get it tonight.
Talk about some stats. You know, you compare that a team that's 3-0, their goaltender has 3 goals per average. A team that, you know, is a little bit more struggle,
yep,
you know, some
yep,
early season
yep,
struggles, and their goaltender has a save percentage of, you know, .911. Or that's pretty good statistics for your goaltender right there.
It sure is.
Yeah, so
absolutely.
This could just, you know, this game could come in the Cards' favor if they're able to get some quality shots on net.
Yeah, They have the ability to do that. We have seen that in their game against Baldwin-Woodville. I think they can they can get the players to score. Just got to kind of believe in themselves a little bit here, too.
Yeah. Shoot the puck right away. You know, just that little fraction of a hesitation is all it takes.
Couple of second-year head coaches here. Matt Luckiewicz in his second season after the legendary Scott Parker retired. And for the Wildcats, it is Tim Barris in his second season. Grew up in the Waukesha area, played at Catholic Memorial down there. Spent some time in the North American League and then on to River Falls, UW River Falls, and ended his college career right there. Stayed in town. So the Wildcats and the Cards are on the ice right now. The Wildcats in their blue jerseys with the yellow and white trim, and the Cards in their white home sweaters. And the black and red trim and the black breezers here tonight. Goaltenders roughing up the paint at either end of the building here. Drew Brovold looking for a solid comeback game here today. His teammates surround him, line up on the goal line. And we are just about ready for tonight's starting lineups. Let's go to the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena, Tom Voidel, with tonight's starting lineups.
First, the starting lineup for the River Falls Wildcats. In goal, number 32, Nick Thomas. The defenseman, number 2, Anthony McPherson. And number 22, Chase Rudolph. The center, number 14, Chase Doherty. And the wings, number 15, Jackson Flanagan. And number 16, Kobe Prochnow. And the rest of the Wildcats, along with their head coach, Tim Barris, assistant coaches Trent Casper, Aaron Arf, and Peter Ellaranta. And now, ladies and gentlemen, before we introduce the starting line for the Cardinals, we're going to introduce today's Youth Hockey Player of the Day. Today's Youth Hockey Player of the Evening is Colton Custer. Colton plays defenseman on the Pee Wee A team and is a fifth grader at Hillcrest Elementary. His favorite NHL team is the Minnesota Wild. Parents are Daryl and Carrie Custer. Colton will skate out with Bodie Custer. Ladies and gentlemen, Colton Custer, Youth Hockey Player of the Day. And now introducing the starting line for the Cardinals. In goal, number 31, Drew Brovold. The defenseman, number 3, Austin Vernette. And number 28, Colin Seibert. The center, number 16, Matthew Vernette. And the wings, number 2, Zachary Black. And number 21, Easton Skelton. And the rest of the Cardinals, along with their head coach, Matt Luckiewicz, and assistant coaches Jason Krista, Carter Hoym, and Briar Niblett.
There you go. Starting lineups for tonight's hockey game. And we will be back with the drop of the puck coming up in just 2 minutes here on WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for 4 generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
Greg and Connie up here in the booth today for Chi High Hockey. The Cards and the Cats here are officiating crew. Joey Kohler and Grady Richards are the referees, and Clay Tim is the linesman, and we're about ready for some hockey.
Yeah, this would be a great game to see what the Cards bring. I like the little bit of the line shake-up. Let's see what happens here.
Skelton, Burnett, Black up front for the Cards. It is Procno, Doherty, and Jackson Flanagan for the Wildcats. Defensively, McPherson and Robinson for River Falls, and for the Cards, Fournette and Seibert defensively. And here is Fournette right now. Matt Fournette brings it in. There's a shot on net, and that one kicked away by Nick Thomas, the senior. And this one is brought back in the Chi High zone, rammed off the boards and back of the goaltender, Drew Brovold. It's up on the half wall, right on the yellow stripe, a battle for it right there, and the Cards come up with it. And pivoting is Matt Fournette. He's going to come up to the center ice red line, cross that, fire one in, and spin off on the line change. Cards with a little bit of shakeup, as we've talked about, in the lines here tonight.
Jackson Williams on.
Yep, Williams is on this second line, number eight. And he's out there right now. He's got some size. And this one is spun around the boards in the Chi High zone. Cards looking for the breakout pass. It is cut off, and River Falls had it for a moment. Now they lose the rock, and it's loose inside the Chi High zone. Just a minute 15 gone here in this period. There's a shot broken up off the stick of Sam Johnson, and Chi High will haul it in. Here is Carter Johnson, the senior. He brought it across the line, then lost the rock, and it is River Falls countering. Jake Lean's got it on the far side. Lean steps up, crosses the blue stripe, launches one in, as Bauer Ewing gets on the ice very late here to complete the line change for Tim Barris and River Falls. Here's a shot on that. That one spun wide. It's free inside the corner boards in the Chi High zone, tapped off the shelf, and there's a scramble for it on the half wall in the Card zone. Left wing wall. This one spun and fired, but cut off by the Cards and hammered off the wall by Hebert, the defenseman. And that one scoots all the way back down to the Wildcat zone. Now they bring it out. Here is Hopeful. He was stood up, and the Cards' Bodie Custer broke his stick, and he'll have to come off and find some new lumber or make a change.
$400 later.
Yeah, exactly.
Right there.
Cards have it. Oh, it was almost stuffed in by Easton Skelton, who came on the right post and nearly beat Thomas, the goaltender. Thomas had hugged that post and just had an opening, but closed it very quickly, still inside the zone. Wildcats get to it. They launch it up the near wall, and Skelton's got it right now. Here's Easton. He wheels and deals. Top of the circle, left wing side. Turns, fires a wrister. That one went drifted wide. It's going to come back to the point. Stepping up was Sy, Aiden Sy, but he couldn't hold the zone, and he'll retreat back to his own blue line. Cards set it up. Now they work it for Easton Skelton inside the zone. Goaltender Thomas comes out, rims it around the wall, and it's going to come free at neutral ice. And Chi High can't clear out of their own zone. And a shot by Jace Doherty. Wide open shot. Tracked there by the goaltender Brovold. And that one was thumped into the left wing corner. And the Cards cleared all the way up the ice with 13:30 left to go in the first period. No score. Chi High and River Falls here tonight. Home opener in conference for the Cards. Sam Johnson went down on the shoulder check by Jackson Flanagan. Johnson gives away about a foot on that one. But he's a feisty player. He gets in between a couple of River Falls players right behind the tender Thomas. And it puck comes free in the left wing corner in the Wildcat zone. Cards in the midst of a change. Custer's got some new lumber out there, new composite out there. So he gets in the mix. It's still inside the Chi-High zone. Kicked around in front of Provol. There's a snapshot. Bottom of the circle on the right side. Fought off there by Drew and cleared. And this is going to be nice and called against Chi-High.
Yeah, Chi-High D are really giving up that blue line twice now. The first time was really obvious. D didn't even try to get there and hold the zone. That's when they gave that turnover in our zone because they were able to come into our zone so easily. Hopefully the D start playing a little bit more aggressively and hold the blue.
Yeah, they're backing up a little bit here.
Yes.
And let's see how they do in the second half of this period. Chi-High wins the draw. Hebert gets it, fires it around the boards. Cards cannot clear it out of the zone, and it's going to be lobbed back in by the Wildcats. Hebert squirreled that one off to his left, but River Falls is waiting for one of their players, and now it comes back to the point for Ben Robinson. He loads one up, shoots, and that one came off a stick and up and out of play, and we've got a penalty coming up here. And I believe it's going to go against Chi-High.
Looks like against Colin Buchanan, which I saw Colin getting pushed around out front of our net. I didn't see him retaliate, but certainly could have happened in the mix of everything.
Two-minute minor on Colin Buchanan, the junior. So he'll set. Cards on the kill this year at 93.8%.
Not bad.
And River Falls has got one power play goal in three games, so they're 100%, one for one. 12-17 left to go in this first period. No score, but Wildcats have the man advantage. Swept into the corner there by Jackson Flanagan on this first line. Now Rudolph's got it. Rudolph at the top of the umbrella here, steps up, fires a shot. That one kicked around, ricocheted into the corner off Aiden Sy. And gathered back in by the Wildcats. They'll work it back up on top now for Jake Lean, and he'll skate to the side of the left wing circle into the corner. Got some back door help there by Rudolph to keep the zone, keep the team inside that attacking zone. And now it's cleared by Chi-High in the intercept with a minute 20 left to go here in the power play. Long stretch pass. River Falls has got it in the zone. Quick shot there by Lean. That one drifted wide. It's going to come back to the point. Stepping up is Flanagan. He looked like he was going to take the shot, then dove underneath Provold, and they set up the power play. They work it back to the point. Now the side of the circle. Here is Charles Rudolph. Rudolph shoots! Oh! It goes in! It was a rebound shot, and Provo couldn't get over to the right post fast enough as there's a big rebound left out there on the initial shot.
Yeah.
And River Falls scores a power play goal.
He almost got a piece of it, Provo did. But that's where he's got to get some help from the guys out in front of him,
yep,
lifting up sticks, clearing the puck. And they just, you know, River Falls out-muscled us on that one.
12:40 of... get the time here, 7:48, pardon me, of the first period. A power play goal, and Anthony McPherson, the defenseman, got it. He cleaned it up. The assist went to Jackson Flanagan and Doherty. So Flanagan picks up his 14th point, pardon me, of the season, and River Falls leads it 1-0, and they've got the puck. We're even strength, but they've got it in the zone. Held right there at the zone by Nolan Hopeful. Skated right along the blue stripe, and it comes back to Hopeful. He keeps the zone, and then hands off to Vizina. Calvin Vizina drops this one off the wall on the far side, comes in behind Brobold, and dumped down the ice by the Cards. The hard shot all the way down. 10:26 left to go. Cards trailing 1-0. They were down 2-0 against Memorial and made a comeback in that one. A couple of goals by Dane Krista. Let's see if they can come back here tonight. This one slides back into the Card zone. Going to be picked up there, and a headbanding pass to Zach Black. Crosses the line and then stood up as he came in. And the puck is swept off his stick, and with 10 minutes left to go, the Rock falls out of play here.
Yeah, besides that one wraparound where Easton, you know, almost scored, there hasn't been a shot on net for the Cards.
Yep.
It didn't get tallied on the official sheet, but there's no other way it didn't go in other than a goalie touching it.
Exactly.
So, yeah, 5-0 in the official.
Face off at the dot just outside the Wildcats D zone here. And the hard around by the Cards goes in back with the goaltender. Yeah, and the goaltender, Nick Thomas, fell down, but the puck was away from him. Just lost an edge or something. And he went down but got quickly back up again as the net was wide open. Cards have it now behind their goaltender. This one is lobbed off the near wall, out to neutral ice. And here comes Matt Fournette. Fournette comes in, hands off on the left side, and a shot, and the Cards score! Netter to
Zach Black.
Zach Black on the left side. Matt came down and looked like he was going to take the shot and then threw it off to his left for Zach Black, and Zach scores the equalizer here in the first.
Five hole directly on the ice, just squeaked on by. It's a goalie's nemesis right there. Zach
Skelton's
had to work
get
to catch
an assist
that pass.
As well.
Yeah, Zach had to really bust his tail to catch that headman pass.
Yeah,
that
it was out there for
Yes, it was, and he got a piece of it, was able to get the shot off.
7:31, time of the goal here in the first, and the Cards have tied this one up. Good comeback by Chi High. This one lobbed into the zone, a one-hopper, hauled in now by Prochnow, and he'll turn the Wildcats up the ice. 1-1 tie here. Shots are 5-1, and the one shot on net, official shot on net, went past Thomas, and it's all tied at one. Cards line spins off, and an icing call right here against Chi High. So they'll change up players. It is going to be Bodie Custer out there on a wing. And the line is Colin Buchanan will center this one.
Keller Riley, the other wing.
Yep.
One of the varsity soccer players for the Cards, too.
Burmeister and Hebert, the defenseman for Chi High. And here is Burmeister right now. That one hard off the wall on the near side. Comes out to neutral. Cards trying to flag it as it just hit the blue line of River Falls. But this one's turned around by the Wildcats. Bodie Custer at the back check. Ripped one off the wall. It's going to come back out. And the Wildcats have to touch up here. They're still off sides, but not noticed by the linesman. Here is Burmeister. Feathers that one off the wall to Custer. And Chi High's got it right now. It is Keller Riley. Riley weaves his way up the ice, got to the blue line, stood up right there. Custer's got it, dangles, and it's through his wickets and picked up by Jake Lean. Lean goes in, fires a shot that was blocked out in front. Now they get it back to the point. One-timer by Ekholm. That one didn't make it to the goaltender. It's in the right wing corner boards and rammed around the wall by Keller Riley, and this one popped out
of play. Too many players on the ice.
Okay.
Yeah, for River Falls. Their JV team had the same penalty, so it was interesting.
So the Cards' first power play, they tied this one up. It's kind of a miscommunication thing when you get too many players out there, huh?
Oh, yeah, a little miscue on the bench. It's the worst penalty to get, actually.
Yes, it is.
It's so deflating. Like, seriously?
Yeah. We can't count.
Yes.
Got to do better in math. Two-minute minor against the Wildcats. Face off in the attacking zone for Chi High. It comes back for Elijah. Burmeister pitches off to the right. Oh, it almost went in on the shot by Austin Fournette. How did that not go to the back of the net? The goaltender, Thomas, just got his arm up. Because it looked like it was booked for the back of the cage.
Just a panic right there, the goaltender. I think he's a little bit rattled, you know?
Yeah.
One shot, one goal.
Icing call on River Falls after that shot that looked like it had eyes. Face off to the goaltender's blocker side. Chi High with a clean win, and they own the zone right now. They work it back for Burmeister. He dangles, moves off to his left. Now pitches it off to the left side for Matt Fournette. Into the right wing corner. Back to Burmeister. Elijah loads one up. That shot wide. Ricocheted off the inboards. Cards, though, regather. In the corner is Zach Black. Zach pitches off to the right wing side now. Cards have it. Now sliding up top of the circle on the near side. Back to the point.
Right
one-timer on net through traffic. by Fournette, Austin Fournette that time. Nearly found the goaltender's five hole. And Fournette will give it to Zach Black in the corner, and it's fired up around and over the glass and out of play.
River Falls throwing it into their own crowd. I don't know.
Yeah. You got to be tough to be a Wildcat fan. By the way, I want to say a very warm welcome to a former Cardinal player, Garrett Nelson's here with his family. Garrett was a prolific scorer. I think he's still top 10 in the Chi-High scoring, all-time scoring list. Played from 09 to 13. And now a dad living in Virginia, three kids, his wife. I met his wife. His mom is here, and they've all moved to Virginia, went to college at Liberty down there, played hockey, stayed in Virginia and Lynchburg. So glad to have Garrett Nelson here. Chi-High in the power play. 49 seconds left to go on the man advantage. Here is Austin Fournette, receives a pass, and now he's going to skate in, and it goes in, a power play goal by Easton Skelton. There is some traffic out in front of Thomas, and Easton Skelton will get the goal, and Chi-High is broken up on top with that power play goal.
Eli Burmeister getting the assist on that one. Just
21
snuck it in
from
on
six.
That blocker side between the blocker and the post. I would say their goalie's rattled at this point.
Yeah, I would think so,
too. Two official shots, two goals. That is a tough spot to be in mentally for a goaltender. I mean, that mental toughness for a goaltender is like no other position.
You know your goaltender's mom.
It's a lot.
All right, Cards have seized the lead now after trailing 1-0.
We are offsides.
And an offsides call right there, so the Cards have to touch up. Sam Johnson hitting that blue stripe, and everybody's back on sides. Now it pops across out to neutral. And here is Carter Johnson. Carter spins and had it swept off his stick as he came in. But it's going to be picked up by Andrew Hebert. He juked around a little bit at the blue line, lost the rock, and River Falls got it to go D to D. Now it's back out to center ice, kicked around from team to team here. Shots are 5-2, so the Cards have two shots here, Connie,
yes.
And two goals.
Yeah, I like that stat for them. If they like that all game, it'd be
River Falls has got it. They move it in the Chi-High zone. In the high slot is Hayden Ekholm, and this one is pumped all the way back down the ice, and here comes Chi-High with a chance. Head to the hole is Keller Riley. Lost it just as he came in. I think the goaltender Thomas got his lumber on that one a little bit. And Keller Riley with a chance. Now the shot's 5-3, and the Cards are starting to turn up the heat a little bit on River Falls. Wildcats have it. They scurry in behind their goal line. They'll dump this one around the wall, and it comes out to center ice, and it's teams are trading blows here. Finally, that one is chucked in by Bodie Custer, and he'll come off on the change. Hayden Tsai replaces him, and he's got it right now. Goes over to his defensive partner, Austin Fournette. This one lifted into the right wing corner and quickly cleared out by River Falls. Cards have it. River Falls should be offsides.
Yep,
no call there, though. Now they get on sides. Okay. Can't see the linesman from this vantage point. This one is spun back out to neutral and fired right back in by the Wildcats with 4:34 left to go. It's careened off the wall, and the Cards can't clear it. Right in front of the goaltender, Drew Brovold. Cards trying to clean it up. Aiden Tsai out there. And it comes back to the point, and it's going to slip across the line, and Chi-High advances it up the ice. Here comes Fournette. Matt Fournette had it, passed off to his left. That was cut off, and countering is Jackson Flanagan. Flanagan with a backhand try off the shoulder of Brovold, and it's loose right along the goalie stripe in the Chi-High zone. Now it is cleared back out by Chi-High. Here comes River Falls, a shot that's lobbed over the goaltender's head. Ricochets off the corner wall and back out to neutral for the Wildcats. Wilds pivots, works it up the ice for the Wildcats. They get it to the blue line as a player inside the zone.
Oh.
I didn't see a call there, a whistle. It looked clearly like an offsides call. They're going to let him play on. 3:25 left to go. River Falls has got it. One-timer on net right along the goal line. Fought off there by Broberg, and it's back out to center ice for Jackson Williams. Williams got it in the zone. Here's a one-timer thumped to the side by Thomas, and a rebound try by Andrew Johnson. Cards starting to swarm a little bit inside the zone. Can they hold it, though? It's on the half wall. Retreating is Jackson Williams to try to touch it. He'll spin off on the line change. Williams heads to the bench. And it is Bodie Custer out there for him. Here comes River Falls weaving his way in as Wiesinger. And he tried to slip one past Broberg. It was cleaned up by the Cards defensively. And they'll dump this one out, down, all the way down, but no icing call against Chi High. 2.5 left to go here in the first period. And the Cards up by a 2-1 count. River Falls has got it. Down the slot is Nolan Hopeful. And he got about 6 feet out from the paint, and the Cards cut him off. Loose right at the blue line. Cards are going to get it back out to center ice. A couple of Chi High players overskated. And it's the turnover at neutral ice. And River Falls fires this one up into the netting behind Drew Broberg. Well, your shopping adventure awaits at Bargain City Superstore. New items added every day with amazing deals on furniture and appliances, home goods, clothing, and so much more. Name brands at fraction of retail prices. Bargain City Superstore, Eau Claire, Rice Lake, and next to Micon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls. 2:15 on the clock here. Faceoff's going to come in the right circle as we look down at the ice. And it is Prochnow who's going to be tossed off the dot for Flanagan. It's back to the point, and a shot taken, and we've got...
in the crease.
Yep, somebody from River Falls was hanging out in the paint, and so this will come outside to neutral ice for the faceoff. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics in Chi High hockey.
Looks like River Falls captain is discussing that call.
Yep. Want a clarification on that. Flanagan, Jackson Flanagan. He's got a brother also on the varsity team. Tossed in by the Wildcats. Chi High trying to work it out. Right along the wall. Halfway up the zone. Here is Zach Black. Zach pitches ahead for Matt Fournette. Skelton heading down the slot, looking for a pass. Now he'll drift off to the left wing corner to support as the puck slides from left to right. Skelton with a goal tonight. Is pestered as he tried to get it out in front. Here is Matt Fournette cycling in behind the goaltender. Comes right back to him from a River Falls stick. Now he'll drop pass for Skelton back to the point. Chi High inside the zone for Colin Seibert. This one in back of the net. Now it's going to be picked up by Fournette. Overskated the puck, but retrieves it. Rams that one off the inboards, hoping for a nice bounce. Didn't get it. And it's going to be taken by Prochnow up the far wing, and he fires in, and that line will come off on a change, their first line. Cards get it out to neutral ice. Came off a skate of Sam Johnson right back in the Chi High zone as we go under a minute to play here in the first period. Chi High with a couple of goals after River Falls started things out with a tally early in this game. A power play goal slides into the left wing corner in the River Falls D zone. And the Wildcats bring it up to the blue line, but they can't clear. Now they nudge it across the line from Hayden Ekholm. And it's loose out at neutral ice. A pass ahead intended for Carter Johnson just beyond his reach. And that'll draw the icing call here with 28.3 seconds to go in the first period.
Yeah, not a lot of shots on net for either team, but certainly a lot of goals.
Well, I think that's to Chi High's advantage, isn't it?
Absolutely.
To get that shot total down. Mm-hmm. Against Memorial, they gave up 39 shots, and if they can make that in the 20s or something like that, that'd be terrific.
Yeah, give Drew a little bit of a rest.
Shots 8-4 in favor of River Falls, and Chi High, though, with the big score that counts, 2-1 on the scoreboard, and the Cards just trying to work the clock here. Can't seem to get it nudged up against the wall, and it's handed off. A turnover at the blue line, and Matt Fournette will roll this one into the left wing corner in the River Falls zone. drops it off for Zach Black, and now it's going to come back to the point. One-timer as time runs out. Here's the buzzer sounds. And that came off Austin Fournette's stick, and that will end the period. So shots are going to be officially 8-5 in favor of the Wildcats here as we end the period.
Yeah. You know, I tell you what, I really like Zach Black on that first line with his speed.
Yep.
He's able to match the speed of Easton and Matt Fournette, and they're clicking really well. Clearly, you know, they've produced a couple goals, but just the passing between all three of them, you know, it's not just one man trying to run too much. Those three players are really clicking really well, and they're passing really well together.
And I'm sure that Matt Luckowitz is still looking for combinations that
yes.
work, and it's
yep.
early in the season, so you're shaking the tree a little bit
yes.
to see what works.
See what falls down, for sure. And I would say right now that those three together, they're playing very well. They're cycling the puck, they're communicating, and they're passing to all three of their line mates, which is making a huge difference.
Yeah. Yeah, the speed, that's a big deal.
You know,
you got to have players that can catch, that
yeah.
can stay with you.
Yes.
If you're a goal scorer, a speedy player,
yeah.
you got to have a teammate that can be right there with you.
Yeah, you know, and Zach Black is a very fast skater. You know, he's not known for, you know, stick handling around everybody, maybe like Matt Fournette, but he's able mm-hmm. to keep up, and we saw that with that first goal.
Yeah. All right, Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, three generations of turning dreams into reality, and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. A 2-1 lead as we close out the first period here tonight. Chi High on their home BRC opener against River Falls. Cards up by a goal, and we will continue in just a moment. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our WOGO YouTube channel.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, the brands you know and love at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
In the deep left corner, Chafee. She goes left baseline, puts up the shot, and good. And Chafee hits another one.
Peeled off a wall by Lindstrom, and she'll hand it back for
Marley Biscuit to win it! Oh, the Sabres have tied it up on the shot by Biscuit.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald's student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Teacher Appreciation Night here tonight, and it was interesting that one of the players had their grade school teacher out here. Right? Hey, it's the teacher makes an impact in your life, right?
Yeah, a couple of them did. It was kind of fun to see that.
Yeah.
For sure. And then Andy Skelton, the former Chi High player out there, right? I think he's one of the record holders still from back in the day.
Exactly. That's
not
for sure.
Too many years ago, though.
Yep. So it's great to have academics and sports merge here. Because these teachers make lifelong impacts in these players' lives.
Absolutely, they do. This is a fun night, I feel like, to see the teachers with the kids, and the kids get to see the teachers as real people sometimes, right?
Absolutely. You got it. So the presentation done here between periods. Chi High up 2-1. Goals scored by Zach Black. First goal of the game for Chi High. Actually, River Falls led on a power play goal at 7:48. Then at 7:31... I might have my time off a little bit. I'll check that. Anyway, we scored. Zach Black, the assist going to Matt Fournette and Easton Skelton. And Chi High tied it up at one apiece. And then it was the lead goal by Easton Skelton at 10:20 of the first. The assist going to Elijah Burmeister. And Cards up by a 2-1 count after one period of play, and I like the way they recovered from, you know, getting down early here. They didn't fold the tent. They came right back and worked hard and manufactured a goal. And
yeah, absolutely.
Got the second one.
You know, heartbreaking loss, end of the game in Memorial, deja vu from last, sectional final or sectionals, I should say.
Yep.
And, you know, it's a tough break to have that happen and then come down, you know, early. And, yeah, they played, they never gave up. They kept playing hard and, you know, I think their goalie got a little shaken up, so we'll see how their goalie responds after getting a little longer intermission break here.
Right. Yeah. And they did lose their starting goaltender last year.
Yes.
In Lynn, who moved on to another school, I think over in Minnesota, was it?
Yeah, I think Holy Angels over there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we don't know too much about Thomas here, but he is their starting goaltender. I mean, he's played in all the games and every minute of every game.
Yeah, you know, and like we kind of talked about in the pregame show, you know, we were going over the goalie statistics. You know, you have a goalie that's faced, I think, over 100 shots already this year in Drew Brovald with a .911, and then you have a goalie that's won all three games, but his save percentage isn't as quite as high. And I don't want to, you know, bash on a goalie. I feel like it's like against the trade when you're a goalie parent yourself.
Yeah, but, exactly. Protect,
you know,
the goalies.
The stats are on the Card side if they play true. And so far they have, with, you know, two goals against five official shots. So the first two went in. So that's, you know, good statistically speaking. And they panned out for the Cards for that way.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
River Falls 3-0. They beat Osseo, Minnesota 12-3, knocked off Ram, Regis, Altoona, McDonald 6-2, and then on Tuesday beat Menominee 7-4. They're 1-0 in conference, but Chai's competition probably ramped up a little bit compared to that.
Yeah, definitely, I think so. And you know Baldwin and I think Ram kind of duked it out a little bit last year, but it is interesting to see how River Falls didn't dominate the game. I mean, there were times where, like, we couldn't break it out of the zone. But I remember last year, the same team, and, you know, Chi High lost a lot of really great seniors last year.
Yep.
We got outplayed by River Falls. So this is a good sign for the young Cards team that they're able to compete with the team. Yes, River Falls lost four players, but they still brought back some firepower.
They did.
Yes.
They sure did.
So,
Yep. All right, so a 2-1 lead for Chi High. We are in the first intermission. The Cards with a nice crowd here for their BRC home opener. And we'll continue in just a moment. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our WOGO YouTube channel.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by December 9th. Receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 12/9/25. Insured by NCUA.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for 25 years, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Chi High up 2-1 here tonight against River Falls. One period in the books. Good to have you along. Greg Stewart and Connie Feedy here. Our radio producer is Zach Whitechek, and video YouTube producer is Sam Aberle. Shots are 8-5. Cards were shut out in the shot department for a while until they scored their goal.
Yeah.
And went 2-for-2 for the first two shots. Found the back of the cage.
Right. You know, the goaltender, you know, officially didn't see a shot on net for at least 7 minutes, yeah. If not a little longer.
Yep.
You think you had 7-something for the the time of the goal. So about half the period, a little more, you know, he didn't see any action. So that's a tough spot for him to be in. I got to give him a little bit of grace for that, you know,
sure.
not harp on him a little too much.
Soft on the goaltenders.
Yeah, you know, you got to be.
You do.
It's a tough spot.
You do. It's kind of a thankless job.
It, you're a hero or a zero, and that is
true.
The truth.
Yeah.
Yes.
So 2-1, Chi High is up. Still two periods to go here in this very close matchup. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game in Altoona and Chippewa Falls in a new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. They took good care of me. I got two knees from those folks, and they're working
great.
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm going to go back for a third. No, just kidding. The two are working terrific.
Great. Great.
From Chippewa Valley Orthopedics. All right. Still working the ice here, cleaning things up after the long intermission with the very much appreciated teacher appreciation night here today with teachers and student athletes out there on the ice. So we'll take another break and back in a couple of minutes. I should be ready for the drop of the puck. Period number two ahead, Chi High and River Falls. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our YouTube channel.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Well, the Wildcats first to hit the ice after the intermission here. Ready to go. See if they can get a goal to tie this one up. Cards lead it 2-1 after one period here. And fresh ice out there. We're about ready to go.
Yeah, it's drying off pretty nicely. I'd say the corners are a little bit, you know.
A little bit of water out there.
Yeah.
But they may have to wait a few moments to freeze up here.
In the JV game, the... I don't do northeast, southwest, but I'm guessing that's north.
Yep, that's north.
That net came off a lot during the JV game, about five times. So I'm expecting with Drew and his style of play, he plays the post hard, that net's going to come off a few times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's on the north side now, and Nick Thomas, the Wildcats goalie, is on the south end of the barn here. By the way, the JV team lost 7-1.
We just don't need to talk about it.
Well, I got to give the score.
Yeah.
It was a close game up until about the third period.
The lone goal was Thomas Feedy.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
You bet. Number 13 scored for the JV team and had a couple of nice chances besides that. So Drew Broble finally comes out of the locker room with his teammates, and Drew heads to the north end of the building, trying to work the ice a bit up there before the puck drop here. Still some wet spots out there in his backyard, and the same for Thomas, but I think they're going to just go ahead and play it here. And it's going to be the Skelton line out there along with Dane Christeth. So Dane is out there first shift here in the second.
You know, and we were talking in between, I'll say that maybe next whistle.
Dane and Matt Frenette up front for Chi High, and we are underway. This one is dumped into the left wing corner in the Cards D zone. And Chi High trying to work it around, cycles it from right to left on the half wall. And this one is dropped back in deep in the zone and just kind of handed off there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately by the Cards, so River Falls has got it. They pin it up against the ribbon Yellow ribbon in the zone, and it's going to be scraped off the wall by the Wildcats. They come up with it, working it behind the cage and now to the right wing corner. And the Cards with the INT, and they have it out at neutral ice. It is Dane Krista. Krista with some fire in his gut right now. First shift here of the game, and the Cards have it. Matt Fournette spins, rotates this one in to the right wing corner. It comes around to the left side, and it's going to be hauled in there by the Wildcats. And here is Prochnow. He sails off to his left, squeezed between a couple of Cards, but he's still standing up. He'll pitch this one back. A shot fired on net. Provold has that one. Steers it in the right wing corner. And it's going to be taken away by Lean. Lean's got it out front. A shot and a save again. Denied by Provold. I think they're catching some water out there. You can see the puck stop suddenly. And River Falls got it as they put some heat on Chi High. Cards starting to bunch up a little bit. Finally picked off and dumped down the ice. And that'll bring the change. As Zach Black is out here playing second line on this shift right now after first line in the first period. 2 minutes gone in the second period. Shots 9-5 in favor of the Wildcats, and they've got it right now. Here's Jake Lean, moves in, does a head bob, and his shot rolls one into the right wing corner, more of a pass, and this one's going to come back to the blue stripe and up and out, pushed ahead by Zach Black, who's got some wheels. River Falls picks it off, and it's going to be taken by Wilds. Wilds turns, no room to fire a shot. Muscled off the puck, and here comes Zach Black. Black moves in. River Falls on the back check catches up to him, so he sails off into the left wing corner, hoping to get some puck support here from the Cards. And Chi High's got it right now, but they hand it right off to the Wildcats' Nolan Hopeful. He's up the ice on the left wing sides, goes coast to coast. Hopeful, though, dropped on the body check from the Cards, but it's loose in the zone. Hopeful backtracks, picks it up, fires a shot, and Brobold with the save. It ricochets off the big rebound all the way back to the Wildcat zone. Picked off by the Cards. Here comes Jackson Williams, and he was stoned as he came in. So no move to move there inside the zone, and the Wildcats recover the rock. Now they get it up to Hopeful. Nolan Hopeful has it poke checked off his stick. And back of the play was Burmeister, so he just lifts that one to the center circle. River Falls had it for a moment. The Wildcats, and now they cough it up, and the Cards will...
They tipped it.
Well, it looked like it was going to be an icing call, but just got a piece of it. 13:26 left to go, and a whistle stops play right here. We're going to have an interference call on somebody.
I think Mr. Fournette for hitting the goalie. Nope.
Nope, it's on River Falls. It's going to be, is that Nick Thomas, 32 blue, so the goaltender interference.
The goaltender
here.
Got the, okay, I thought they might call it on the skater that hit the goalie, but no, they called the goaltender.
Nick Thomas, so obviously he can't serve the penalty. And Thomas will pick up the two-minute minor for somebody to sit and serve here for interference. So the Cards, their second power play of the night. River Falls is 1-for-1 on the man advantage. Chi High looking to tally on the power play here tonight. Cards come in here on the man advantage at 0%. They are scoreless on the power play. They control the play right now. Up on top and a quick one-timer by Burmeister. It's intercepted on the block, and here comes Jackson Flanagan. Moves in, and the Cards on the back check.
Austin up to Fournette. Him. Excellent job.
You bet. Fournette on the back trailing Flanagan, who's just had afterburners on. And the Cards give it away again, this time to Prochnow on the penalty kill. And a one-timer on net, scooped out of the air by Provold. He'll hang on to that. So the Cards nearly got bit with a shorty. But
yeah, you know, it's interesting that Luckwitz went back to that first-line combination when Zach Black was really, you know, gelling well with the Easton and Matt Fournette.
Well, he may go back to the
he might.
The first change here.
Yeah.
The initial first line. Cards got it inside the zone, but it was intercepted and rifled off the window all the way back down. 12:30 left to go on the game clock. A minute on the power play remaining for the Cards, and steaming up the ice.
Oh, there it
is. Matt Vernon, and he beat Thomas the goaltender. Nice job by 16. A power play goal. The Cards get their first power play of the season on the net or goal. The assists are going to go to Austin Fournette, Mats Bro, and Elijah Burmeister here in the second period. Time of that goal was 4:38 of the second. And Matt Fournette with the goal, his third of the year. Does it make that, third of the year.
Yeah, that would be his third of the year.
Yep.
Or fourth.
Well, I think, let me look that again. That's three.
Yeah, two against Nina, and I don't know that he scored against Baldwin. No, he didn't. No. So, yeah.
Here we go. So, Netter with his fourth point of the season, third goal. And the Cards are up by a deuce now.
There's Zach.
And still looking for more. Zach Black on the line again on this power. And the power play is over now. 5-on-5 hockey. And a quick wrist shot. Sails wide. Comes hard off the end boards. Caught Chai High still with the rock. And a shot taken high in the zone by Elijah Burmeister. That got to the goaltender. Thomas fought that off. Steers that in the left wing corner. With 11:39 left to go and a scramble to come up with the puck inside the zone. Cards on the forecheck. It was Zach Black putting the body into a River Falls player as the puck slips back in the River Falls D zone. And we're going to have a penalty. I think this is going to come on the Wildcats as the Cards were starting to get some momentum.
Yeah, the Wildcats might be getting a little frustrated right now. You know, they can't get anything past Drew, and I think they thought they were going to come in and have a, you know, kind of roll past the Cards maybe.
Nolan Hopeful will sit for a two-minute minor for interference here. Third power play of the evening for Chai High. 11:25 and the game clock left here in the second. Shots are 11-7 in favor of the Cards, but off the draw inside the attacking zone. River Falls wins it, dumps it all the way down. Cards get a couple of players on there, including Elijah Burmeister. And Chai High with a long stretch pass beyond the reach of Matthew Fournette. So an icing call here against Chai High with 1:41 left to go in the power play.
Yeah, River Falls goalie almost touched that puck and nullified that icing.
You kind of get into a daze, I suppose.
Yes.
Once in a while out there.
Sure.
A senior moment. Yeah. He is a senior.
He is a senior, yeah. We'll give it to him.
Yeah. Face off in the Chai High zone. And the Cards have it. Here is Burmeister. Leads us out. Hands off to Easton Skelton, right wing side. He was pinched on the wall. Puck in behind the net. Cards trying to track it down. Minute 25 left to go in the power play. Chai High sets it up. Burmeister up top. Ooh. Now it comes on the near side. And a quick shot there by Fournette. Just drifted wide. And cleared by River Falls. 1:10 remaining in the power play for the Chai High Cardinals. They are 1-for-2, and that pass just in back of Easton Skelton. No way to catch that, so an icing call here on Chai High. Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, and their team are honored to be a part of the Chippewa community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chippewa Falls Athletics. Face off to the glove side of Drew Brobold, and Sam Johnson trying to win this one, but he can't. Number seven does not win the draw, and a nice snag out of the air there by Brobold on the shot from the point by Jake Lean.
Yeah, it's going to take more than that to get past Drew Brobold.
Yeah, that's for sure. If he can see it, he can stop it. Face off in the Chai High zone and swept out by the Cards. Nice move right there by Sam Johnson. Dangled little toe drag, and the Cards are inside the zone. Can they hold it? No, it's going to come back out over the stick of Seibert. And Colin has to retreat back at his own end of the ice. Stops, looks it over. Now rams it against the back wall. Seibert takes a return pass and tried to go cross ice. It was blocked for a moment. Over skating the puck was Zach Black. You could see the frustration there. He slams his stick against the ice. Had a chance to beat River Falls in the Ooh. Cards. Here is Fournette calling for the pass. Into the zone. Splits the D. Shoots off the shoulder of Thomas. Clear to the wall.
Oh, no.
And here is Flanagan. Jackson Flanagan moves in. Makes a move on Pro Bowl. And he denied him. Hey, what a great save that was by Drew.
That was an amazing save by Drew. Just the poise that he had. Wow.
You're looking at an All-State player in Jackson Flanagan, who had blood in his eyes right there, looking for a game-tying goal. And Drew Broboldt stoned him. Puck still inside the Chi High zone. We're back to 5-on-5 hockey. 8:54 left to go, second period. Cards are up 3-1. And the rock is loose inside neutral ice. Here is Flanagan again. He's all over the ice. Number 15 into the right wing corner. Took a shoulder. Then was checked in behind the goaltender, Broboldt. And I think the puck sailed out of play here with 8:40 left to go in the second.
Yeah, I think it did. So the faceoff will be in the card zone. It came off the cards on that one. But... yeah, what a save by Drew Broboldt. That was amazing. I mean, Flanagan had a lot of time and space.
He sure did. 8:38 left to go as we count it down here in the second. River Falls controls off the draw. And a shot goes in. Broboldt couldn't see it. A couple of players in front of him. And it came from the point. It's 3-2.
And our own player, Aiden Sy, might have tipped it a little bit. In front of the goaltender there, because, you know, it looked like Drew was tracking it until the last second. But, you know, we still got a nice little one-goal lead. We'll take it.
So it is Ben Robinson who scores it here in the second period. 8:28, time of the goal. And it's hard to fault Drew Broboldt for that one.
Yeah, you really can't, because he either got tipped right at the end or otherwise his own team didn't clear the way. You know, like we talked about, I think versus Nina, like the, you know, the parting of the Red Sea, so to speak.
Yep.
And we didn't have that
either
there.
Let him look at it or block the shot coming in.
Yeah, don't tip it in though.
And so Ben Robinson, the defenseman from the point, got the goal. And Chi High, here's a shot on net from right out in front. Turning was Max Wilds. Putting some rubber on Broboldt, and the Cards backpedaling a little bit in their own zone right now with 8:05 left to go, second period. Loose in the right wing corner. Cards into the ice. In the right wing circle now. Chi High desperately trying to break out. Bodies flying all over. A whistle stops play here.
Yeah, I can't see with, you know, in that corner there. It looks like, I mean, looking at the
out of sight.
Cards and body language, it might be on the Cards.
I think the Chi High is going to draw a call right here.
Yeah, Andrew Hebert didn't look pleased with the outcome.
Yep. A rough call on
Austin
Fournette. And when you get in desperation mode, that seems to be what happens. It, you know, you're backpedaling and you're just kind of, it's
make
a
mistakes.
Frenzy and you
yes.
make mistakes like that.
Yep.
Second
here
power play. Hey, here's a short-handed chance. Dane Krista, the puck got away from him. Poke checked away by Nick Thomas. Krista just couldn't control it as he came in. I think it got a River Falls stick on it. But Dane with the shorting chance for Chi High. River Falls has got it. They got the puck now. And in they come. Here is McPherson. McPherson rolls into the right wing corner. Comes back to the point. Cards trying to harass the defenseman out there on the left wing. And rolling back is Flanagan. Flanagan fakes a shot. Works it down low. For Rudolph, they're playing catch right now. Rudolph, left wing circle, twists one toward the net.
You can hear
it. Is inhaled by Drew Broboldt.
You could hear Coach Krista, Coach and Dane Krista there on the ice.
Yeah.
Dane. I don't
Dang
think he hears
Dane.
You.
7:12 left to go here in the second. 1:17 remaining on the power play for River Falls as they trail at 3-2. Let's not give up the equalizer right here. Bending over is Zach Black trying to win this draw. Defensive zone draw. Black got to it, but a nice keep on the left side by Hopeful. Black has got it. dishes this one off the wall all the way back down. First guy to get there is going to be Ben Robinson, who just scored, the defenseman. And he'll drop it back for Hopeful with 55 seconds left to go here in this second period. I should say 55 on the power play left here in the second period. 6:40 on the game clock. Wildcats hit the reset. Got players not able to catch the puck. And finally brought across the stripe by McPherson. And the Cards set their box up now. Oh, they get it back for Hopeful, and he lost the puck, but it stayed in just along the blue stripe, so zone is kept. Here's a shot, and it went in. It beat Provo glove side. I don't know if he was screened off, but it beat him low on the glove side, ricocheted out of the left side of the cage, and we're all tied at three.
Yeah, you know, the Cards came out a little bit of a lull this second period, and... River Falls, they have a little more pep in their step.
They do.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Cards at this point have got to, you know, feel that momentum shift. And they, you know, next goal is really important at this point.
10:40, the goal scored by Wiesinger. Assist going to Robinson, who just scored a goal himself. And the other defenseman, a freshman, Hudson Wilson. So we're all tied up at three. Cards had a two-goal lead after trailing 1-0. It's been a back-and-forth game, and let's see how the Cards recover here. The Cats bring it in right now, and a hard shot. Oh, that ricocheted off Broebold from Jake Lean. That was a bullet, and River Falls has got it right now. Here's Hopeful. Nolan Hopeful moves in, fires a shot, and another save by Broebold. He's got a bunch of them, and it's piling up. Shots are 19-8 in favor of the Wildcats. The puck inside the zone still. Cards try to find an avenue to clear it out. And here is Austin Fournette. He rolls from right to left. Lost the rock. Hits loose inside the zone. And who's going to come up with it? Austin Fournette down there. He's trying to protect his goaltender, looking for some help from his teammates. And finally, the Cards work it out. Here is Easton Skelton. He's going to be tripped up, and a penalty coming up on the Wildcats. As Skelton was about ready to beat the River Falls defensive player.
He was going to go right around with the, you know, last-ditch effort. You don't want Easton Skelton going 1-on-0 towards your goaltender at this point.
So Hudson Wilson, the freshman, is going to get called for the trip here. And this will be a great time for the Chi-High Cardinals to get back up on top again.
Yeah, they need this momentum boost. You know, they've had success so far on the power play, so we'll see what happens.
Cards scoring the most goals in a game all season. They've got three tonight, but they're all tied up at three apiece as River Falls wins that draw in their own zone. And so Chi-High has to retreat. And here comes the Cardinals. Here come the Cardinals into the zone. Fired a shot. That one tied up the goaltender, but he got a piece of it. Nick Thomas. And it's still loose. Cards looking for the wrap. No, they're going to carry it into the left wing corner. And a quick shot by Fournette rifled over the crossbar. Now it comes to Austin Fournette. And spinning is Skelton. He'll backdoor this one to Austin Fournette. Fournette tied up. And it comes back to Austin. One-timer on net. That one, the save made by Thomas. Here is Skelton rolling out in front. And his shot just fired wide. And it's going to be cleared down. 1:05 left to go in the power play. 4:29 remaining here in the second. Cards working up the ice very quickly. Matt Fournette comes in. His shot ricochets off the stick of Wiesinger. And it's up and out of play. So that will stop the action here with 54 seconds remaining in the Cards power play. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all of your windshield, glass, or garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Cards hockey tonight on WOGO. Back here a week from tonight for Hudson on home ice in the BRC. Chi-High with the power play, they control it up top. This one comes down to Andrew Johnson. Johnson's got it behind the goal line. Now feeds right wing corner, and a shot taken there by Zach Black, just wide.
It's off the post.
It hit some metal down there, and it got past side. So Aiden has to back up, and the Cards have to touch up here to get on sides. Just 22 seconds left to go. Chi-High's Carter Johnson with a furious forecheck, but can't keep the zone, and this is going to be dumped, and time's running out on the man advantage. 3:35 remaining on the clock here in the second. Austin Side works it up the ice for Zach Black. Zach got stopped at the blue line, and that'll do it for the power play. So Chi High 1-for-4, the man advantage, as the Rocks sails into the fan section here from River Falls. So the faceoff's coming up in the Wildcats zone.
Yeah, you know, earlier on in the kind of our power play, they had some opportunities, and Zach Black hit the, I think, the crossbar. That would have been a beauty.
Just a few inches, just a bit outside, as yes. Bob Uecker used to say. Huh? River Falls wins it. Now they work it up the ice, and here is Nolan Hopeful. Crosses the blue line. Pinched up a little bit by Austin Fernet as he came in. The puck rolls into the left wing corner, and it's going to be taken there by Fernet. Austin hands off to his right. Now coming in is Elijah Burmeister. Comes back to the point. Wildcats can't hold it. They retreat to their own zone. And it's going to be picked up by Hayden Eckholm.
Interference and against the interference.
Yeah, you can see that. Chi High trying to go for the puck. They didn't have the rock. And so it's going to be an interference call in the fifth power play of the night for the Cards. Man, if they can get their power play working, things could be totally different here.
I still like Zach Black with Easton and Matt. They were really buzzing that first period. And, you know, it's just sometimes the personalities and the way they work together.
WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Cards Hockey. Greg and Connie here with you. Sam Aberle on video production tonight, and our radio producer is Zach Wycheck. This went hard off the wall on the far side. Just got past the blue line, and it is Jake Lean with a head of steam as he came in. Lays that one in behind Provold, and a battle for it right there. It's going to be picked up by Chi High. And here comes Fernet, mad across the line. Weaves his way in, does a little wiggle, and shoots. And that one came off the shoulder of Thomas. Looking, that one hit the post, and it goes in. Oh, cleaned up in front by the Cards. And Chi High leads again on the goal here in the second period.
I think they're going to give that to Easton Skelton.
I think you're right.
So we'll see what the official report is.
Beautiful goal and a nice cleanup out in front.
Yes, excellent shot. Two for tonight for Easton Skelton.
And the assist going to Dane Krista and Matt Fernet. 14:40 of the second. Chi High up again, 4-3. Cards. This is an offensive explosion for this team.
It really is. You're right.
Here comes River Falls off the face-off in their own zone. Here's Procknow.
Uh-oh.
Ridden into the wall in the corner. Got it out in front. A shot. I think it hit traffic out in front. But it's still held at the point by Jake Lean. And finally, the Cards will squirrel this one across the line and back into the River Falls zone. Hammered off the wall by the Wildcats. A couple of players go down in a heap in the left wing corner, including Carter Johnson. And this one is dumped all the way down by the Wildcats for an icing call right here.
Yeah, I was a little nervous there because the Wildcats are doing an excellent job screening Drew in net, and they did that again there. And I was a little nervous they were going to get a shot that went through, but thankfully it hit somebody and, you know, bounced wide.
Leadership, community, dedication, and teamwork. Dave Check, Victoria Check, and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. Our team's up on top right now, 4-3, 1:35 left to go in the second period. Shots 19-15. River Falls has pretty much led all game long. I don't know if Chi High has ever been in front in that department, in the shot department. 19-15, they lead. But the Cards have a 4-3 advantage on the scoreboard. And here we go, back to action. The puck is dropped inside the Wildcats zone. Chase Weisinger tries to clear it out. Cards have it, though. They keep it inside. And this one banked off the wall by Dane Krista. Moves around to the left wing side, out of the corner. River Falls hunts it down.
Oh.
And... big pitch against the wall down there, but the Wildcats have it. Here is Rudolph. Spins, looks back to the point. A one-timer on net. And the save by Probold as we go under a minute to play here in the second. Cards would love to get a late period goal here, but an offsides call against Chi High as they brought it to the south end of the building.
Thought Dame was going to get a penalty on that hit. His hands came up at the end there to the other, you know, now hockey.
Yep.
That's a big time no-no to have a head contact. Whereas, you know, back in the 90s, that'd be fine.
No problem.
That's hockey.
It's hockey.
You bet. So I'm glad he didn't get called for that one.
Sam Johnson for the faceoff here against the captain of the team, Jackson Flanagan, at the dot just outside the River Falls zone. And a win for Chi High. Carter Johnson picking it up to Sam Johnson. Johnson and Johnson. Sam is in the corner. Sam harassed as he went down there. Gives away height and weight to just about everybody. Here is Flanagan. Brings it in. Backhand pass off to Nolan Hopeful on the wall on the far side. Under a half a minute to play here in the period. And this one slips back out to neutral. River Falls has it, but they got to get on sides. Banked off the near side wall. And a scramble for it right there. Austin Fournette tried to catch up to it in the attacking zone. Wrapped around the wall. All the way back out. Flanagan is there. Reached in back of Elijah Burmeister, and Flanagan's got it in the left wing corner, trying to create. Here's a centering pass. Comes back to the point, but just beyond the reach of Prochnow as they were starting to heat things up here at the end of the period. And the buzzer rings at a good time for Chi High. They can go to the locker room with a 4-3 lead.
Yeah, you know, a very important fourth goal for the Cards to get after taking a 3-1 lead and then having the River Falls team come back and get that tied. Excellent goal they needed to get. Yeah, absolutely. And the Cards, they went down to two lines that period. So you can tell there was urgency on the bench as well.
Yeah. Well, they did get Dane Krista back for this period. He didn't play in the first.
Yep.
And they moved him up to the first line. See how, head coach Matt Luckowitz reacts to that, his play here.
Yep.
And Zach Black in the second line. But that gives a little more firepower, I think, to the second line, too.
Yeah, I think it does. You know, we saw Zach hit the crossbar and that excellent opportunity, and he adds that speed to that line as well. I mean, while Sam and Carter, the Johnsons, non-related, are both, you know, fast players, Zach just is a whole different level.
Yep.
You see him catch up to other teams and just go by. You know, he's a kid that was always at open skate weekly. And
he's a rink rat, huh?
Yeah, it shows. You know, he put the time in.
Yeah, it shows out there for sure.
Yeah.
All right, so shots 19-15. River Falls leads, but Chi High with the important numbers up there, a 4-3 lead after two periods of play here in Chippewa Falls. Wearsgala Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom for that remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Wearsgala Plumbing and Heating. We'll take a break. We're in the second intermission. Chi High and River Falls in Big Rivers Conference action tonight on WOGO Radio and our YouTube channel. And we will be back.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, the brands you know and love at a fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Day or night, Wirzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
In the deep left corner, Chafee. She goes left baseline, puts up the shot, and good. And Chafee hits another one.
Peeled off a wall by Lindstrom, and she'll head it back. Oh, Marley Biscuit win it! Oh, the Sabres have tied it up on the shot by Biscuit.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by December 9th. Receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 12/9/25. Insured by NCUA.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer, and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
It has been an offensive explosion for Chi High here tonight. Cards averaging two goals a game. They had four tonight.
Something
tells me four may not be enough here. Yes. In a close game against River Falls.
I think River Falls might have watched some game tape and they realized that, hey, if we screen Drew,
yep,
that's might be his kryptonite, you know. And so the D have to respond and clear the bodies. They got to make room for him to see or, you know, block the shot. Don't tip it in. Yeah.
Absolutely. Help your goaltender out and give him a clear look if you can, if you can't do that. So 4-3 shots, 19-15. Wildcats lead in that department. WOGO Sports, we got more action for you tomorrow night and throughout the weekend. Tomorrow night it's Chi High girls basketball at Memorial. Mark Halverson's got the call for you at 6:55 pregame, and then a couple of Max games on Saturday, and I believe both are at the McPhee Center in Eau Claire, UW-Eau Claire. They will take on, the girls basketball team will take on Durand, Arkansas, and the boys will play Colfax, and that Colfax game for the boys will be at 4:10 pregame show, and Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney will have that for you. And then they'll follow up with the second game, back-to-back games with the girls playing Durand, Arkansas, also at UW-Eau Claire on Saturday night. Connie and I are back here a week from tonight for Hudson.
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting to see that Hudson team, how we play against a team that always seems to be right there at the top of the BRC.
They really are. You know, they're on that border with Minnesota. They always have really good numbers in their youth program, and the youth program is always solid. They do lose, I think, a few players to other programming or whatnot, but certainly that'll be a good benchmark to see how the Cards are doing.
Yeah, they played Memorial, which is supposedly the number one team in the conference, pretty tough, lost with 20 seconds to go in the third period on Tuesday. So we get our first look at Hudson in the always tough BRC a week from tonight. We'll be on the air with Cardinal Countdown, 6:40. Puck drop is at 7, 1 week from tonight. All right, we'll take a break. Just about ready for the third period, decisive third period coming up. Chi High leads it by one, 4-3 after two. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our YouTube channel.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
The third period just about ready to begin. Chi High up by a goal, 4-3 against River Falls. Look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls.
Well, a big third period here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This should be fun. Dane Krista is going to get the call again on this first line. So, Zach Black, that experiment over, at least for tonight, it appears.
It was pretty successful in the first period.
I think so.
They were plus two, and they had two goals. The only two goals for their team in the first period was that line. You know, Easton with one, and Matt with an assist.
So they are basically interchangeable here,
yeah,
in a sense.
Yes.
So let's find out what's going to happen here in the third. It's Doherty centering Prochnow and Flanagan. Well, actually, Flanagan moves over to the center spot, so he'll take that, but that's the line. Prochnow, Doherty, and Flanagan here in the second. Third period. McPherson, Robinson, the defenseman for the Cards. Out there right now is Seibert and Austin Fernette on the blue line. And Austin's got it right now. Banks this one off the wall. And it's going to be dropped in the Chi High zone. Fernette around the corner. Works it to Dane Krista. Krista just feathered that one ahead, looking for some puck support. Didn't happen. Chi High has to dig it out of their own zone now. Some water on the ice. You can see it just stopped the puck as Krista tried to dangle. And it's going to come back to River Falls. Centering pass. This one back to the point. One-timer on net. Redirected in front by Flanagan as he was looking to find the back of the cage on the redirect, but countering comes Chi High. Here is Skelton. Shoots, and he's tripped up and it goes hard into the wall. And he's still on the ice, finally gets up. It looks like he may have hurt his wrist, and I'm surprised they didn't get a call for tripping right there. Here is Austin Fernette. Netter turns, will lift this one out of the zone, and Chai has got it. Fernette picks it up. Austin with a shot on net, and a save made there by Thomas. Steered it in the right wing corner, and River Falls in the breakout right here. Cards get an extra player out there. Burmeister on the change defensively. And here is Carter Johnson. Tried to ride it out of the zone. Couldn't do it. Puck still left inside the zone. I think this water out there, a little bit of leftover water from the Zamboni, causing some havoc out here right now with the players. 15:25 left to go third period and a one-goal lead for Chi High as it slips back out to neutral ice. Right there onto the tape of Andrew Hebert. His lead pass, head-manning pass for Zach Black, out of his reach, and an icing call on Chi High.
Yeah, right idea to make that stretch pass to Zach Black, just a little too far ahead of him.
15:14 left to go here, and a one-goal lead for Chi High. 4-3 shots are 20-18, still in favor of the Wildcats. Prochnow tried to win this draw inside the attacking zone against Sam Johnson. Steered into the left wing corner, and a fanning shot right there by Ekholm as the puck slipped away, and this one is fired in. Easy save right there for Brovold, and he'll hang on for the faceoff. Couple of minutes gone here in the third.
Yeah, you know, both teams are getting some shots on net. Easton Skelton with that breakaway. The goaltender barely got his toe on it. That would have been great for him to get a hat.
That would have been. That would have been terrific. Skelton with a goal here in the first. In the second, could have been a natural hat trick with that one, but still time for that to occur. Here is Aiden Seid. Turns it up the ice, and it's up and out. Tracked down by Flanagan, Jackson Flanagan. Left it for his goaltender. And River Falls in the breakout. Cards, nice forecheck right there. Disrupted the flow, but picked up again by the Wildcats, Nolan Hopeful. He is pinched up against the wall. Chi High with the INT. Off the window. Back up and out. Oh, nearly intercepted by Dane Christie. Would have had a breakaway. And it's loose out at neutral ice. Going to be hauled in there by Ekholm. And he got a hard shoulder from a Cards player. Skelton's back out there. That's nice to see. Got racked up a little bit. Here is Matt Fernette. Net moves toward the cage. Dane Krista to follow as he took a pass in the low slot but couldn't connect, couldn't finish. And River Falls comes back up the ice for Max Wilds. He's got it. That shot just wide of the cage, ricocheted hard off the inboards, up and out. River Falls gathers it back in again. The Cards' Keller Riley is out there on the quick player change here, and he ran into a River Falls player that shot down the breakout pass, and an icing call here against the Wildcats with 13:49 left to go third period.
Yeah, a lot of time in this game. You know, while the Cards have a nice little lead, a lot of time left. What a shakeup on the third line here. You got Colin Buchanan replacing Mr. Custer.
Riley out there, Buchanan on this line. Number 14, and also Jackson Williams on the forward line for Chi High. Falling down is inside. That gives River Falls a chance to work it in deep. They go cross ice, left wing circle. Now they pitch it back to the point. The one-timer swallowed, inhaled by the goaltender Nick Thomas, and he'll hang on for the faceoff. 13:32 left to go. Cards have changed up their players. The Sam Johnson line back out there again. And the faceoff. This one steered into the right wing corner by the Wildcats in the offensive zone. Spinning around is Wiesinger. Now they'll pitch it back to the freshman Hudson Wilson. His shot ricocheted off a stick. High in the air. Comes down in front of the goaltender. That one turned into the left wing corner, still inside the Card zone, and finally peeled off the wall. And Chi High pitches this one all the way down. That's going to draw the icing call. No, they're going to wave it off. It was right on net. That's a break for Chi High. And now we get the icing call the other direction for River Falls as they look for the stretch pass. 12:56 remaining third period with the faceoff in the River Falls zone. Now let's see who Matt Luckwitz is going to send out. Looks like that Keller Riley line along with Jackson Williams.
Now Bodie
Custer back out there on the left wing. Here is Custer, works it back to the point. One-timer, and that one fanned on by Burmeister, but he knocked it down and pitched it back again inside the zone as the puck comes on the near point. And Colin Buchanan can't hold it there. So Chi High retreats, fires one in, but behind the center ice red line, that'll draw the icing call right here. 12:38 left to go in the third period. We'll keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or at any office insured by NCUA. Jackson Flanagan, their star player, up against Matt Furnett, who's been the goal scorer, one of the goal scorers for Chi High. At the dot, left wing circle for the faceoff in the Chi High zone. Flanagan steers this one back, and the Wildcats try to track it down right wing corner. Cards with the INT, they work it out to center ice. Furnett screaming down the ice, but didn't get the pass, and this one loose out at center for the Wildcats. Overskating it was Jack Lean, and now it falls in the Wildcat zone. Cards trying to put the forecheck on here. This is Skelton. Now it's cycled back for Austin Furnett, or pardon me, Dane Krista. And Krista couldn't find the rock, and River Falls able to skate it past the blue line and dump this one in the Chi High zone. Icing's going to be whistled here. A couple of players trying to track it down, including Flanagan for River Falls, but couldn't get there in time. So it comes back to the north end of the building here for the faceoff in the Wildcats defensive zone.
Yeah, we got the Johnson and Johnson and Black line.
Like old times here. Faceoff in the zone, and this one kind of dribbles toward the net. Pounced on by Thomas, and the senior goaltender will hang on to that. So Thomas playing behind Daniel Lynn last year, paid his dues, and now he gets the starts this year. Here's a quick shot on net. Carter Johnson for Chi High turned and ripped one toward the cage. And that one turned into the left wing corner by the senior goaltender for the Wildcats. Carter Johnson on the back check. Gives it over on the left side. And a shot on net. Fought off by Thomas right to his D. And it's going to be carried out by Wiesinger. He moves into the zone. And bodied off the puck, and this one back in the River Falls zone. They try to go to the D. Jake Lean fell down, and it's going to come right back to the goaltender Thomas, and he'll start him out. In the center circle is Colin Buchanan. Found the rock, throws it in. Thomas trying to get out of the way of the players all around him in the River Falls zone. And a quick shot! Oh, it goes in!
Jackson Williams
scores here in the third period to make it 5-3 as he picked up the puck in the zone. A giveaway inside the River Falls zone, and Williams made him pay for it.
First varsity goal for Jackson Williams. I think they're going to keep that puck and give that over to Jackson Williams.
They
well
should.
Earned.
For number eight here in the third period. 6:57 of the third for Jackson Williams. Good job by number eight there, the junior, 6'285-pound junior. Just hanging around inside the zone, and they coughed it up. And Williams scores his first varsity goal. And Bodie Custer is going to get an assist here. And the time was 6:57 of the third period. Chi-High up by a pair again. See if they can hang on to it. Custer along the wall on the far side. Got to the puck in time to disrupt the shot. Custer still on the half wall. Comes back to the point. One-timer. Loading one up is Elkholm. And Chi-High able to throw it off the fence in the far side and bring it back to the River Falls zone. Cards Austin Furnett gets to it first as the Wildcats came into the zone. Skate stop behind his goaltender. Lifts it up. Pitches ahead to Easton Skelton. Skelton, a chance for a breakaway. On the back check was Nolan Hopeful, who got to the puck. Skelton fell down to the corner. Out in front for Easton as he came in front of the cage. Skelton, left wing corner, turns, cycles it around for Dane Krista. Krista rubbed a little bit against the wall behind the goaltender. Skelton on the left post looking for a pass out of the corner, and it's going to come out to center ice. Brought out by Doherty. And here is Skelton. Skelton's got to get back on sides. Matt Frenette has it for Chi-High, and he'll drift back in his own zone to hit the reset here. Long throw ahead for Dane Krista. Hit off a River Falls stick, and so Krista looking to come up with something inside the zone. Still drifting around in front of the net. And Krista, oh, he is put on his backside of the big check right there by Jake Lean. He pops right back up again, though, and Krista's got it. Harassed as he went into the corner with 9 minutes exactly left to go third period, and it's peeled off the wall by Flanagan. Jackson Flanagan puts the afterburners on, moves in, tried to go coast to coast. Flanagan is dropped on the check, and coming in is Doherty, and he ran into our goaltender, Drew Brovold, and pushed him back a little bit, and the net got dislodged here in the Chi-High zone.
Little extra activities after the whistle there. I think River Falls is starting to get a little frustrated,
yep,
for sure.
I agree. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. 8:48 and the game clock left here. Cards are within a shot on the board. They have not led in that department tonight. They're trailing 25-24, 8:48 left to go, but the Cards up by a deuce right here with the puck face off inside their own zone. It's going to be carried out by Carter Johnson. He was checked off the play, but Zach Black right there to sweep it into the zone just very briefly, and now it's cleared by River Falls. Cards on the attack again. Elijah Burmeister drifts off to his left, fires one in. Burmeister's got it. On the return pass, tries to center one up. It's traffic out in front, and Zach Black was right there at the doorstop, but the rock never came to him, and cleared again by the Wildcats. 8:11 on the game clock left. Here's a one-timer by Max Wilds off the blocker of Brovold into the left-wing corner. Back to the point, and that was inhaled by Brovold off the shot by Hayden Ekholm. And the face-off ahead here in the Chi-High zone with 8:01 left to go in the third period.
Yeah, right now Drew's getting a really good look at all the shots. They're not screening him, so it's been easy sailing right now.
Probably talked about that in the intermission locker room, I bet.
I bet.
Give me a clean look at it.
Yes.
You do that, and I'll save the day here. Here's River Falls. Top of the circle, left wing side, a scramble for it. Players falling all over the ice. Finally shot by Logan Link, but that was blocked in front. Ricocheted off a Chi-High player, and the Cards retreat to pick it up in their own zone. 7:45 left to go. They go D to D. Here's Austin Furnett. Skates up, looks it over. He'll lift a pass into the left wing corner, but they say he was right behind the red line, maybe a step behind. So an icing call here on Chi High. Have our Holly Moby Names You Know stats recap. We finally have some stats to talk about. Cards had averaged 2 goals per game. Now they're up to 5 tonight, so that's great to see the firepower here tonight from Chi High. So our Holly Moby Names You Know stats recap on our post-game Classimir post-game show ahead here tonight on WOGO and our YouTube channel. River Falls has got it. Here's Flanagan. Flanagan turns it off to the left, and a one-timer by Hopeful is ripped into the glove. Brobold, number 31, hangs on to it here with 7:24 left of the game clock in the third.
5-3. A lot of game left.
Yep, a lot of game. River Falls up by 3 in the shot clock, 27-24, as the puck spins into the left wing corner. Austin Furnett picks it up behind his goaltender. Tries to lead a pass ahead for Zach Black. Pardon me, for Easton Skelton. Not number 2, but number 21. And Skelton's got it right now. Moves in behind the goaltender. Drifts off to his left. And tried to work it to the point, but that pass was cut off as the puck rolls into the Chi High zone for Austin Furnett. Blind pass ahead. Intercepted by Jace Doherty. Probably would love to have that one back a little bit. And an interference call here, and it's going to go against Chi High. Austin Furnett is going to sit for 2 on the interference, and River Falls trailing by 2 will have a power play.
Yeah, ill-timed penalty to get for the Cards. You know, they've been getting a little outplayed, you know, spending a lot of time in their defensive zone, and now to go on the man down. Hopefully they have a good kill and just get past this, weather the storm.
6:46 remaining third period, a 2-minute minor on the captain, Austin Furnett, and River Falls settles in for the power play off the draw. They've got Hayden Elkhorn out to the point. Now Nolan Hopeful in the high slot, quarterbacking the power play, and this one goes off to the left, and a shot taken there by Chase Rudolph. But I think they want to get back to that number one power play unit. They're going to do that right now. That was just kind of giving that top line
a little rest. A little bit of rest, yeah. 13 seconds.
So the Flanagan line, Jackson Flanagan, who comes in here third in the state in scoring, is back on the ice here. They are 1-for-2 on the power play here tonight as Chi High sets up their box here. Minute 39 left to go in the power play as it comes back to the point for Jake Lean. Lean dances with the puck, hands off to his left for Chase Rudolph. Flanagan far side. Here's Rudolph. Fakes the shot. Goes back to Lean to Rudolph. They could try to go cross ice for Flanagan, and they couldn't connect on that pass, and it's intercepted. Chi High will clear here with 1:14 left to go in the power play. Under 6 to play in the game.
Yep, game is winding down. River Falls is going to get a little desperate here.
Andrew Joel, man, Flanagan can fly. He came out of the defensive zone, and Cards got to the puck. That blew the flow of that power play, and River Falls is offsides. Man, it just is broken down. The wheels have come off this power play here with 50 seconds left to go. They finally enter the zone. Here's Chi High, the intercept, and Matt Furnett's backhand clearing shot was knocked down, but he picked up the rebound and able to gently push it down the ice. Here is Flanagan again. Jackson Flanagan moves and fires a wrist shot hard off the window behind Provold, and Chi High with the INT right there. And that'll rag some more time off the clock. 23 seconds on the power play as we hit the 5-minute mark here. Left to go, third period. Time running out. 15 seconds to go on the power play. Chase Rudolph with the entry. Rudolph turns, fires a shot. Intercepted by Chi High. Dane Krista trying to get away from the pressure. Works it off of the near side wing, and the Cards dump this one all the way down. Just in time to avoid icing, so that'll do it for the power play. The Wildcats 1-for-3 on the man advantage, and Chi High looking to get something cooking right here as they lead by 2 with 4:30 left to go in the game. They work it off to the right wing side. Chi High's got it. Backed in by Krista for Carter Johnson, who's out there right now. And a shot take. Oh, it's fought off by Thomas. Oh, he just got the end of the stick on it. and cleaned up by the defense. That was inches away from a 6-3 lead for Chi High. Pass out to neutral ice for Dane Kristen. Spins, enters the zone, lost the rock, but recovers, lays it in the left wing corner. It's going to come around from left to right in the attacking zone for the Cards. 3:53 left to go, third period. Now River Falls brings it out. See how long they stay with their goaltender out there. Here is Matt Fredette. Moves off to his right. Wrist one into the zone. Jackson Flanagan, I doubt if he'll sit much left in this game. He is the point man, the lead player for Tim Barris Wildcats. And this one ricochets into the netting behind Provold. That'll stop play here with 3:34 left to go.
Yeah, if River Falls wants to have a comeback in this game, they're going to need to score really soon.
Yeah, they want to. I'm sure they're going to use a timeout here.
Yep, there
it is.
Yep.
They want to keep that number 15 out there, Jackson Flanagan. You can see he is an all-state player.
You can, he has been, flying out there. Unfortunately for River Falls, good for Chi High. He hasn't been able to get a good look at the puck besides that breakaway in the second period.
Yep. But he is talent-wise, very, very good player. So
Absolutely. They
want to keep him out in the ice at least a couple, two or three more shifts at least here.
Yes.
As we wind down.
I could see them pulling the goalie pretty soon because they have two goals to get tied up, and we'll see what the Cards, how they respond.
3:34 left to go. Shots are 28-25 in favor of the Wildcats. But Chi High leading 5-3. Got two in the first, two in the second, and the first ever goal as a varsity player for Jackson Williams here in the third makes it 5-3. So good for him. They'll put his number, I'm sure, on that puck and let him take that one home.
Absolutely.
Put in the trophy case.
Yes.
Jackson Williams. So Chi High looking at a road trip to Hayward here pretty soon. Hudson next week. We'll have that game.
Yep.
Hayward. You've been there a few times, haven't you?
Yes.
Me too.
Yes. It's cold.
I've sat on beer keggers doing a game up there at the Hayward rink.
Yes.
Some were leaking at the time, so my wife said, "Where have you been?" when I got home.
At a hockey game, I swear.
Right. You can hear me on the air, right?
Yes.
Hayward is a unique community for hockey, for sure. So the Cards have a road trip up there. We won't have that one, but we'll have Hudson next week, week from tonight, 6:40 Cardinal Countdown pregame show with yours truly and Connie. 3:34 left to go in the game. So River Falls has called their TO, and now they've got a rested line there, the Jackson Flanagan line. Chase Rudolph to take the draw for them against Matt Fernette, and they get it back to the point for Jake Lean. Lean's shot knocked down, and Netter's got it right now. Nernette. Matt Fredette in. The net is empty now. The goaltender is out for River Falls.
Go!
Tim Barris is rolling the dice here with a lot of time left. 3:17, but they're down by a deuce. And a 6-on-5 in effect for River Falls with the empty net. They've got it right now. And a shot taken. Oh, that hit somebody out in front. I don't think it got to Provold. That one did.
And
here is Dane Krista to throw this one on net. Is it going to go in? Oh, it hit the post. And the River Falls player ran into the net and dislodged it. Austin Fredette thought he had a goal, but the net was coming off as the River Falls back checker hit the post. So I don't think they're going to allow this goal. Even though good hard work, and Dane Krista came within an inch or two of making this one 6-3. Hit the left post. So, and you can hear the players down there, penalty shot. And let's see what they're going to do here. Delay of game on River Falls. So now they're going to be down a player. Let's see if they put their goaltender back in. It looks as if Thomas is going to go back out again.
I mean, that's an unfortunate call. I'll give River Falls that the player was back checking.
I don't think it was intentional.
No, he jumped to clear the puck thinking that it was going to go in and hit the post, and then he happened to knock the net off. But,
hey, it's our team. We'll take it.
Yeah, that's how it goes, right?
2:53 left to go. Thomas, the goaltender, is back out again. And Chi High with a power play with only 2:53 left to go. and a two-goal lead. It's going to be Skelton with Krista and Matt Fournette.
Yeah, Skelton taking the draw.
Austin Fournette out there along with Burmeister.
That's their two top D. So it looks like they're just stacking their line.
Yep,
and then
might as well.
Yeah, you know, Cards probably don't want to call a timeout and give River Falls a little break.
Right.
So they'll keep running their lines.
So Skelton against Chase Rudolph, and the Cards win it back to the point. One-time shot. Got a piece of lumber there and drifted off to the right, ricocheted off to the right. Loose out in front, going to be swept aside by Rudolph for River Falls. And here is Jackson Flanagan doing everything he can to pull this one within one. Flanagan on the hard forecheck here, but the Cards squeeze it off the wall, and they get it to Matt Fournette. He rolls into the zone, fires a wrist shot, snagged out of the air by Thomas. But the big thing is right here, Thomas has got to stay out there. So
yes,
it's they're going to take some time off the clock with their goaltender out here, and time stops right here. Clock stops with a minute 31 left to go in the power play for Chi High. Face off, blocker side. Thomas looking at that one in the River Falls zone, the goaltender, and here is Elijah Burmeister. Grips off to his left, lobs one off the wall, and Austin Fournette has it. Back to Burmeister, one-timer. Goaltender got a piece of mitt on that. And Chi High trying to keep it inside the offensive zone, River Falls defensive zone. There's the intercept, and rolling was Easton Skelton, that had it stripped off his stick. And here is Anthony McPherson. He'll gun one in, and that went right into the big C on the front of the sweater of Drew Brovold, and he hangs on to that for the faceoff. And now let's see if Thomas is going to come off here. There's still a minute one left to go in the power play, and it looks as if Tim Barris doesn't want to roll that kind of dice right here with being down a man and then pulling your goaltender for five-on-five hockey here.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
Face-off inside the Cards defensive zone, left wing circle. And this is going to come out. And Flanagan line still out there. Chi High has it in the zone. And here is Zach Black. Zach covered by a couple of players. Andrew Johnson down there to try to clean it up in front. Throw it behind Thomas. And the goaltender, senior goaltender, hangs on to it in the Wildcat zone with 42 seconds left to go. So we can draw this under a minute still on the power play.
Yes.
A minute to go in the game.
Yep.
And a timeout, nope, maybe not. I thought Matt Lockwitz might be calling a timeout, but they're going to
Yeah, you don't want to give River Falls any.
Wouldn't think so either. Matt Fournette's line out there right now for the Cards. Netter is thrown off the dot. Here comes Easton Skelton for the faceoff. Ripped around the wall. It's coming in is Austin Fournette. He got a piece of it, tried to hit Skelton's tape, and this one comes out. Chi High, 28 seconds to go in the power play. They got it inside the zone, but then coughed it up, but it's right back on Dane Krista's stick. Here is Dane. Works off to the left side. Try to backhander. Try to get it past the shoulder of Thomas, and Jackson Flanagan's got it in the zone. Flanagan kind of backed into the zone, almost an offsides, and a minute left to go in the game. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and that will do it for the power play. We're back to 5-on-5 hockey, but the goaltender for River Falls is still out there. Here is Easton Skelton. Fires a wrist shot, snagged out of the air by Thomas, but time's running out with 46.4 left to go third period.
Yeah, River Falls is just going to run out of time here, but shots on net have really evened out at the end of the game here.
31-29. We've never led in that department all three periods, but
definitely close the gap.
We have. Cards scored in the first two shots they had tonight. But River Falls had a 2-1 lead at one time. Chi High now leads 5-3 with 37 seconds left to go. So it's carried back in the Cards zone. A scramble for it right there. Goaltender still in net for River Falls. I'm a little bit surprised that Barris hasn't pulled him here at 23 seconds left to go. Cards up 5-3. Comes back to the point for Jake Lean. Knocked it down with his skates. Now puts it on his blade. Picked off. And this one is dumped by Zach Black all the way down to the River Falls zone. Down to 6 seconds. 4 seconds. 3, 2, 1. And the Cards win this one by a 5-3 count. Chippewa Falls over River Falls. They wound up winning in the shot department 31-30. But a 5-3 win for the Cards. And now they square their record at 2-2 and 1-1 in conference.
Yeah, not a bad spot to be beginning of the season. Losing to the supposed top team. We'll see if Memorial's able to follow through with that prediction. But yeah, that's a really good start for the BRC.
Yeah, we'll take it. And some tough games ahead in conference, but it's nice to get off, get that first conference win here tonight at home before the home crowd here. And Chi-Hi wins this one 5-3. We'll have our Post-Glass and Mirror post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll see if we can catch up with Matt Luckowitz on our post-game show. Connie and I will be back. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio and our YouTube channel.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi-Hi alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 25 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day, we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
It's picture time on the ice. Team gathered around for a team photo here after a nice 5-3 win. Our post-Classimir post-game show for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call post-Classimir in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. Connie Feedy has made her way down to ice level, and she's with the winning coach, Matt Luckowitz. Connie, tell us about it.
Yeah, thank you. So I'm here with head coach Matt Luckowitz after the game, and, you know, you had a BRC foe come into town with a 3-0 record, and you guys are able to come out on top. Tell me about how you're feeling, get 1-1 in conference play.
Yeah, feeling good. You know, I say it all the time, and I mean it, and I believe it. The BRC is the best conference, you know, that we have in the state. There's so many rivalries. There's so much competition. These guys took two from us last year, so, you know, we remember stuff like that. And it's important that we get this win. We would kind of look at last year's schedule, and it kind of it's pretty similar this year. We've got the two opening games, and then we have Memorial and River Falls right off the bat. And River Falls is kind of where the wheels started to fall off for the Cardinals last year, you know. So we had some internal things we had to work through. And this year we said, nope, we're not doing that again. We're gonna keep positive. We're not going to complain. We're not going to get low. We're going to go out there and keep fighting. And they did that, and they did a great job tonight.
Absolutely. You can see the positivity. You know, we got goals against River Falls. That's the most you've had all season, and a team that you weren't expecting to have a lot of goal scores. Easton Skelton stepped up. Jackson Williams with his first varsity goal. You're starting to see some offense. How are you feeling about your offensive play?
Yeah, you know, you look at that first line, and they know their goal is to get out there and score points for the Cardinals. That's their number one thing that they're working on. So to see Easton get on the board now, you know, Matt's gotten on the board, Dane's gotten on the board, now Easton. So there's our first line starting to fire. And then we've got two guys with those first goals tonight. Zach got his first, and then we saw Jackson Williams get his first. So when you see guys get in the game like that, that's a new spark that you can just feel reverberate through the bench. Everyone's happy for those guys. So good job for those guys tonight as well.
Yeah, they both scored through the five hole there flat on the ice, so excellent job for both of them. And you saw some lines mixing up, you know, up in the score booth. We really liked watching Zach Black with that first line. He fit in nicely. So it's nice you have options. You're not stuck in the same group of players. How does it feel to have that versatility?
Yeah, you know, and we really do. And they know at any given time, and we talked about this at the beginning of the year, you know, we start off, and I told JV guys, I'm like, hey, you guys didn't make the varsity cup, but you know what? That doesn't mean that this is in stone. So you guys keep working hard. Trust me, I'm watching your games. I'm talking to your coaches. And you guys want to move up, you absolutely can. And then the fourth line gets the message that you guys got to move up to nip at third line's heels and second and first and right on down the line. And everybody knows that their job is not secure, that they got to keep working hard, and they got to keep doing what it is they're supposed to do. So we've got a bunch of guys that have learned that, have bought into that, and it starts to show.
Absolutely. Well, now you're heading north to Hayward. Good luck up there in their ice-cold barn, and congratulations again.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Connie Feeney downstairs here tonight with head coach, winning head coach Matt Luckowitz on our post-Classimir post-game show. It's time for Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker, Berniza Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME or visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. River Falls scored first at 5:48 of the first. It was Anthony McPherson, the defenseman, who stepped up and found the puck and threw it past goalie Drew Brovold at 5:48. And River Falls had the early lead, but Chihai countered. It was Zach Black on that first line, as you heard Connie and Lucky talk about it here. He got the goal at 7:31 of the first, the assist going to Matt Frenette and Easton Skelton. Speaking of Easton, he had a big night. 3 points, nearly had a hat trick here. Skelton got the second goal, 10:20 of the first, and Chihai had the lead. And the assist going to Elijah Burmeister, and it sounded like this. To
Zach Black.
Zach Black on the left. Well, pardon me, I didn't roll it back quite far enough. I apologize for that. You had the end of it. Let me see if I can roll this back so you can hear the goal. Oh, yep. Well, let's try it again. Third time is the charm. Here we go. Popped off the near wall, out to neutral ice, and here comes Matt Frenette. Frenette comes in, hands off on the left side, and a shot, and the Cards score! Netter to
Zach Black.
Zach Black on the left side. Matt came down and looked like he was going to take the shot and then threw it off to his left for Zach Black, and Zach scores the equalizer here in the first. Okay, well, that's the Zach Black goal here, and Easton Skelton got a goal at 10:20 to make it 2-1, and then the River Falls Wildcats kept battling back. Chi-High had a two-goal lead on the goal by Matt Fournette. The assist going to Austin Fournette, his bro, and Elijah Burmeister. And Chai finally sealed the deal in the, that was in the second period. They got another second period goal from Easton Skelton, his second of the night, and assists going to Dane Krista and Matt Fournette. And then sealed the deal in the third with the first varsity goal for Jackson Williams. That was at 6:57 of the third. The assist went to Bodie Custer, who doesn't score a lot either, so nice to see number 22 get a point here. And Chai held off a rush by River Falls at the end and beat them 5-3 tonight.
Yeah, excellent conference home opener with a, you know, nice win. And I think Coach Luckowitz, you know, hit it on the head that last year River Falls took two away from them. And now this year, right away, you know, a solid victory.
Beat us 5-3 and 5-2 last year. And so nice to get a little payback here on your home ice.
Yeah, and a lot of the kids, you know, here were there last year and they watched it happen. And you know, you said, you don't forget things.
You don't. Long memories here for hockey players, and got a nice win here tonight against River Falls. So now they go up to Hayward for a non-conference game. We won't have that, but we'll have Hudson back here. Well, that'll be a great game. A week from tonight, we'll have it for you at 6:40 Cardinal Countdown on Vogo and our YouTube channel, and 7 o'clock puck drop. In the meantime, tomorrow night, it's Chi-High girls basketball. Girls came out and won their first game of the season this year. Had that for you against Merrill, and Chi-High looks to add to that. Tomorrow night, 6:55, Mark Halverson with the call from Eau Claire, from Memorial. And then on Saturday, a couple of Max basketball games. First one is Max boys basketball. This is going to be at McPhee Center in Eau Claire. And that's going to be against Colfax, and right on the heels of that, it's a girls' game. We'll have the doubleheader for you, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with the call from Eau Claire. That is Max girls against Durand, Arkansas, on Saturday night. So we'll take a little break, have a week, and we'll get back together here. Put it on your planner for a week from tonight, huh?
Yeah, next conference game right here.
Okay. For our crew up here, for Connie Feedy and Sam Aberle on video, our video producer tonight, thanks to Zach Wycheck back at the Wogo Studios, our audio producer as well. I'm Greg Stewart. Final score again, it's Chi-High 5 and River Falls 3. Good night from the Chippewa Ice Arena.
WOGO.
Chi-High Hockey on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolay Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Thanks for listening to Chi-High Cards Hockey on WOGO. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.